Switching gears now, what would you do if the little town you lived in and loved was slowly dying? There were no jobs, little hope. Well, of course you'd enter a national gospel competition. That is the premise of a new movie starring Oscar nominees Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton. The film is called Joyful Noise, and it opened last Friday in theaters around the country. As we said, it follows a choir from a church in a struggling small town in Georgia as they try, again, to lift the spirits of the town by winning a national gospel competition. Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton play two women who both have a big role in the choir, but friction mounts between the leading ladies and some unlikely romances bloom between other members of the choir. Here to tell us more is none other than the legendary Dolly Parton. I'm sure she won't mind us mentioning that she's sold more than 100 million albums and won more music awards than we can count. Joyful Noise is her first feature film in years. Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to talk to you, and we are very excited about our Joyful Noise movie. We had a joyful time doing it. Todd Graff, who wrote and directed it, wrote it with me in mind, and I thought, well, nobody else can play it because I'm not going to let them. It's too close to me. I got a chance to wear my big hair, my high heels, my fingernails, and my clothes the way I wear them, but it's about time I got to do something. So I was glad it came along right now. It's a good time for this kind of movie to lift the spirits up with people. As you were saying at the start, it's about a little town that's going through their problems like everybody is these days. But this is such a feel-good movie. It's funny, and it's about family, and it's about love and hope and promise and faith.
We have to talk about all that. So first thing I noticed is that race takes a back seat in this film. It's a pretty obvious fact, but nobody talks about it. I mean, everybody's suffering together. And the degree to which people are suffering, it really doesn't have anything to do with their race. It just has to do with the fact that everybody's suffering together. So the question I wanted to ask you is, do you think this is the way the world really is now and we just haven't caught up? Or is this the way you wish it were?
I appreciate what you said about this film because we never even thought of that. In fact, Queen Latifah's daughter, who's in love with my grandson, the problems was not about the race. It was about the fact that he was kind of a bad boy and she didn't want her daughter being with him. So we never even addressed any of those issues. But this is how it could be, how it should be. And maybe movies like this always helps.
The other fresh thing, though, about the casting here is that you mentioned that there's the predictable romance between, not necessarily predictable, but let's just say there's a romance between the two, you know, super good-looking young folks, like Jeremy Jordan, who plays your grandson, so gorgeous, and of course the gorgeous Kiki Palmer, who plays Queen Latifah's daughter, so that's that. But there's another romance between people who you don't often see as the object of desire. There was an African-American woman who's not your traditional beauty. There is an Asian man who's not your traditional, you know, hottie. And I was interested in that.
Todd Graff did a brilliant thing by touching on all those things because I think it's the way life really is. I mean, you do have those. Everybody falls in love. You never know who you're going to fall in love with. But I thought he addressed that so well.
Well, you said that you had a lot of fun working with Queen Latifah, and you know I was going to ask you about that because there are a couple of really some very interesting moments between the two of you in the film, and I'm going to play a short clip of a scene with the two of you, and there's some friction over the leadership, you know, of the choir, but it's actually about a lot of things. But here's a scene where the two of you are kind of finally getting your issues out on the table. Here it is.
God didn't make plastic surgeons so they could starve, but you could use a complete facelift.
I feel fine about myself.
Well, I don't see how you could, you old hateful heifer.
Your daughter didn't even come to old father's funeral.
You are so convinced your way is the only way there is. Infallible, untouchable, unlovable, viral hell.
Quit it with those nails, Edward Scissorhands.
This particular scene was so fun to do. It took us a day and a half, almost.
She got you in a headlock, Dolly.
Got me in a headlock, and I was one of my lines is, you're breaking my hair. It took me a half a day to do it. But she's so big, you know. She's a tall, big girl,
and
I'm so
tiny.
We actually got along great behind the scenes. We're both crazy, and we had a lot of laughs.
Some of the lines in the film just are ragging on you from word go. Like the Latifah character says that, well, you know, the way you have your choir robes, you know, tailored to show off your boobs and all this other thing. And I was just wondering, that, and then they talk about your hair and all of this stuff. I mean, you probably could have asked for some rewrites there to make it nicer.
A lot of it I suggested because I know what makes people laugh, and that people know. And Todd, he was afraid to touch on some things. But I said, look, I'm not touchy at all about this. If we can get a laugh, I'm all for it.
So have you had a few nips and tucks, as you said? So
well, absolutely. I've had more than a few, and I'll have a few more when I need them.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with the legendary Dolly Parton. She co-stars in the new film Joyful Noise. It's about a small town trying to win a big national gospel competition. Let's talk about the music. You grew up singing gospel. I don't know if you called it gospel then. What did you call it when you were growing
up?
Well,
just church music, right? Church spiritual music. My grandpa was a Pentecostal preacher. My mother's people were all very musical. We didn't have a choir because we couldn't have afforded robes, but the whole congregation would sing, and that's that very high-spirited holy roller people. You know, everybody just could sing as loud as they wanted to and shout or whatever. So that was natural for me. And I know that Queen Latifah grew up singing in the choir in her family. So it was very natural for both of us. And I love church music, gospel, songs of praise make me feel better than anything.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, but one of the tensions, one of the other storylines in the film is about the tension between styles and what it represents to people. Gigi and her grandson are saying, you know what, maybe the reason we haven't won is that we need to freshen up our style. And Queen Latifah kind of represents the traditionalists who are holding on to what they grew up with. And I was just wondering, since you are such a prolific songwriter, I did wonder if you ever feel that tension yourself, or is that a struggle for you?
The music business, period, is completely different than it used to be. Even the church music, and especially with us in the church, we probably would have always, in this particular movie, would have been content to have continued with our, you know, the stuff that we did. But we knew we were never going to win, and we needed to win. We needed to win so our choir could stay active. But I'm not opposed to rolling with the times, rolling with the punches. You have to keep up.
You wrote 3 songs for the film, but I read in an interview with Todd Graff that you actually wrote 12 altogether.
Well, I wrote a bunch of songs, but actually we were the deal that I had made with them that I would get songs in the movie. I was originally going to have 5 songs, but I didn't push that because, you know, the way they have to edit, you know, you have to lose stuff, and I completely understand. But I wrote at least 2, sometimes 3 songs for each spot. So he just picked the best of all the stuff that I did. And I was real proud of the 3 that I got in. I wrote the Not Enough Love, From Here to the Moon and Back, and He's Everything.
You know, though, I think, though, one of the most beautiful scenes, though, in the film, and there are many, is this, well, you did keep it simple with your star, Jeremy Jordan, who played your grandson, and you played this, it's a kind of a lullaby, From Here to the Moon and Back.
From here to the moon and back, who else in this world will love you like that? Love everlasting, I promise you that. From here to the moon.
In that particular scene, that's the one, getting back to Kris Kristofferson, who dies early on. He comes back, and my grandson, after my husband is dead, which is his grandpa, he's heard my husband and I sing that song for years, so that's how he knows it. But the actual inspiration, you know, when Todd needed a particular song for that spot, then I chose my husband for the inspiration to that. And that was kind of an emotional scene, just thinking about if my husband really was dead, you know, how awful, you know, that would be and how sad that would be. So it was written for my husband.
Oh, that was so, it's a lovely moment, you know, and
Thank
so
you.
Simple. Who do you think will see this film? Who do you want to see it?
Well, I certainly think it'd be very popular with church groups or people that, you know, believe in God, believe in Jesus, and that loves music. I know it'll get a huge black audience because we have so many of our wonderful, you know, black people in it. But I just hope that everybody will see it. I know that all of my fans will see it. I know all of her fans will see it. I think it's really going to be across the board.
Dolly Parton co-stars in the new film Joyful Noise. It's playing in theaters nationwide. She was kind enough to join us from NPR member station WNYC in New York. Dolly Parton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. You have a good day.
If you want to learn more about the film, just go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.